Good afternoon. I'd like to welcome everyone to Mesa City Council study session for Monday, February 7th, 2011. The first item on tonight's agenda is to review the agenda for this evening's regular council meeting. So we will begin with items 3A through 4B. Items 4C through 4F. Councilmember Higgins.
Yeah, item 4D. I did
4D.
Not, D as in Dina. I didn't get a chance to ask the other day. And it's regarding the recycling containers from solid waste. I saw Willie here. And since he's here, I figured we would ask him a question really quick.
You may ask him a question really quick.
I know that we had talked before that the recycling containers have a warranty on them. So if they're and included in this proposal is warranty returns. So how does that work with the returns that actually are under warranty? Do we get reimbursed from the company when we return a can to them that's been under warranty?
Mayor and Councilmember Higgins, the warranty is barrel for barrel. We get a barrel replacement for every barrel that we turn back in. In addition, what the company's done last year, they started extending our warranty beyond the 10 years. They actually give us 11 years for our warranty. Plus, they're buying our old barrels back at 27 cents a pound.
Wow. Okay. Great. Thank you.
Okay. Anything else on that 4C through 4F? 4G through 5B? Okay. Mr. Brady?
Christine, is this one you want to come talk about? I think 5A, B, and C. Well, some clarification. I think there's some questions on American Metals.
Vice Mayor Summers asked last time about any criminal activity at American Metals, and the police department has responded. I think some of you may have gotten the emails. They do a great job. They work with our police department all the time. In fact, I think the quote was they're one of the best operators out there. So police department indicates that they are a great commercial operation. They've not had any problems with them.
Thank you.
Great. Thank you. Anything else? 5C through, or 4G through 5B, 5C through 7A. Councilmember Higgins.
Mayor, item 6A.
6A.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I left the glasses at home, so I read the wrong one. Sorry, I'm good.
Did you not want to talk about?
9, I think I'm going down to 9A. So
okay.
I jumped the gun.
Items 7B through 10B. Okay. Now, Councilmember Higgins.
Thank you. Item 9A, I would like to continue for a couple weeks till our next council meeting so we can have more discussion on our annexation ordinances and policies. Fine?
If that's council's direction, yes, that could be.
Yeah. We will continue item 9A to the February 28th meeting. Is that okay?
Has the applicant been consulted?
Has anyone talked to the applicant?
No.
Is anyone from the applicant here?
No. Christine.
We will let them know that it's been continued. I don't imagine this is going to be a huge problem. It's simply the release of the petition, and we'll schedule the discussion before then.
Great.
Yeah, let's make sure we get the questions answered and the discussions done before we go on.
Right. So, and these are questions you have for staff?
We had the discussion about annexation policy last Thursday.
There's a couple of questions
okay.
that Councilmember Higgins has.
Is it a study session item we
yes.
need to schedule?
Yes,
okay.
it is.
All right.
Great. Thank you.
All right. Anything else on that page, those items? Okay. Here are reports on conferences and or meetings attended. Do we have anything? Councilmember Kavanaugh.
Thank you, Mayor. Last Friday night, I attended a very special event at Rhodes Junior High School in partnership with Arizona State University and school in Xi'an, China. Rhodes Junior High School dedicated what they call a Confucius classroom, which is associated with the Confucius Institute at Arizona State University, which is part of their teacher education program. And for the last month, student teachers from China have been at Mesa Community College, Dobson High School in Rhodes, working with faculty, staff, and students there. And this is a very interesting program and one that complements Rhodes' World Studies program. And so there's a lot of interest in exchange programs with China. This might dovetail nicely with what we do in terms of sister cities. I think the State Department, I understand, is very interested in expanding the program here to work on student and faculty exchanges. And so our congratulations should go to Rhodes Junior High School. Thank you.
Great. A confusing classroom. I've been in many of those. Anything else? Councilmember Higgins.
Mayor, I attended a lunch at East Valley Institute of Technology on Thursday. And if you haven't looked there recently, it's just an amazing amount of different programs available for high school kids that get college credits and get certificates and all sorts of things from welding to surgery tech, all sorts of really, really cool stuff, including massage therapy. And you also can go there for $10. You can get a massage from a student, which is kind of awesome. So I'm just sharing EVIT, EVIT.com, and see the programs they have and schedule a tour because it's amazing and it's available to anyone to go tour and any student in the East Valley to attend for free.
Thank you. Councilman Richens.
On Thursday night, the police department held a community meeting about the 9-year-old attempted abduction. And I think the police did a really great job helping to alleviate the fears of the community. Crime prevention was there in force as well to teach different crime prevention techniques that the neighborhood could employ. There's some concern about rising, a perception of rising crime in the area. And I just wanted to compliment publicly the police department for the great job that they did in presenting a very difficult subject and telling the public what they were doing to make sure that the area was safe. So, thanks.
Thank you. Anything else? Councilmember, Vice Mayor Summers. I'll get used to that one of these days.
Yeah, I probably won't. Just to introduce Frank Garshak. You're sitting right where the camera is. And I know you didn't mean to do that, but Frank is from Mesa Leadership Program. Is camera going to switch over, or are they just going to show me? All right. There's you, Frank. There you go. Thank you very much. Frank is from Mesa Leadership. The Mesa Leadership Program is a fantastic program. It's about a year, isn't it? 9 months?
Yeah, about 9 months.
Go through it, learn quite a bit about the city. I know that many of us up here had the opportunity to go through that program before we were elected, and Frank decided to shadow me. And we've been keeping you on a breakneck pace today, going from one meeting to the next. But thanks for attending, Frank.
Now they know you came.
Thank you. Okay. On Thursday, I had the opportunity to attend Mayor Jim Lane from Scottsdale's State of the City, and was privileged to represent the city in that. Learned all sorts of things about Scottsdale. They have hotels and a golf tournament and all sorts of fun things.
In Scottsdale.
Really? Yeah.
Oh.
Actually, he did a great job, and I always appreciate being there and sharing with other mayors and what they have going on in their community. So it was I appreciate his invitation. Then on Saturday, I had the great honor of being invited to participate in a somewhat of an unusual event, and that is the Troop, I believe it's Troop 996, the Cooley Park Ward LDS Church, had 18 young men receive their Eagle Scout Award on the same evening. And that's
cool.
That's pretty rare that happens. I had, 20 years ago, my son was in a troop, and 14 of his friends and him received on one night. And I didn't think that would ever be top, but 18 in one night is quite an accomplishment for that troop and for the boys and their parents. And so thank you for that invite and congratulations to all those members of Troop 996. A great accomplishment to have that many boys receive their Eagle on the same evening. There's a lot of work. And I think the members of our community should know that the Scouts do a great job of serving our community. Each of these boys did a community project as far as part of their Eagle badge work, you have to do a project, and that project has to benefit the community. And so we had things, everything from painting literally lines in parking lots and refurbishing buildings to one scout that went out and did some work in the Mesa City Cemetery. And we had some very, very good comments about our city employees out in the cemetery who worked very closely with these scouts. And so Mark let them know that they really appreciated the work that was done there, helping restore some headstones and things like that for people. And the other thing is I had a couple people come up and talk to me, and to piggyback on what Councilman Richens said, just with real praises about how our police department had handled some very, very trying situations, a suicide and some other things, and just saying the praises of how our police officers and police department helped their family in that situation and got together with them and got them help and comforted them. So it's always good to hear nice things. You hear plenty enough bad things. It seems like whenever there's a little tiny mistake, you certainly hear about it. I really appreciate it when our residents come up and tell us the good things, because there's a lot of good things going on out there. And we have city employees day in and day out that offer a lot of service, and they're very committed to this, to the, not only their jobs, but to this community. So thank you to those citizens who came up and made me aware of that. And thanks to the employees in the PD and other city departments that do a great job serving our citizens day in and day out. What is this we have?
Mayor, if I could make a point of personal privilege. My wife, as many of you know, was born and raised in Wisconsin, so she insists that I congratulate the Green Bay Pack. And I know we have several people on staff who are from the area. Cheeseheads usually come in a wedge. However, they were able to find a cheesehead the shape of a fire helmet. Alex, you like that? That's nice, huh? So this is what I was forced to wear most of yesterday. Congratulations to my wife's team.
Don't ask.
There are many things we could talk about, but none of which are appropriate for a public meeting. So we'll leave it at that. Okay, anything else? Mr. Brady.
Yes, Mayor and Council, just remind each of you that this Wednesday there will be a joint council, the City Council and Dobson Association Board of Directors meeting. It'll be at 7:30 a.m. at the La Casita Community Center. We have another study session this, February 10th. We'll begin that meeting, that study session, with a local redevelopment authority meeting. That'll start at 7:30 a.m. We'll be done by 8:30 so that we can join the rest of the executive staff at Pioneer Park at 9 a.m. We have a schedule of great events for the council to get out and get to know Mesa a little bit better. So we'll be at Pioneer Park at 9 a.m. Thursday. And this Friday, February 11th, we'll go through our council strategic planning session, our annual strategic planning session. We ask that if the council be there at 8 a.m., that will be up in the third floor, on the third floor jury assembly room. We'll convene there at 8 a.m. We'll try to be done shortly by 1, or be done by about 1 p.m. So those are the events coming up this week. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much. There's no further business. I'll entertain a motion to enter into executive session. Have it by the Vice Mayor, second Councilman Kavanaugh. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? We will now move into executive session. Thank you very much.